76 degrees and sunny in Nashville at 7:04, and we are under a heat advisory. It's expected to get much more hot and humid today. A heat index as high as 107. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. Tennessee is set to execute Anthony Darrell Hines on Thursday, but he and his legal team want the U.S. Supreme Court to stop that from happening. They want the state to appoint a special master, which means a court-appointed investigator, to look into whether Hines' rights are being violated. The state refused the request. The Supreme Court is reviewing the lower court's denial. The lawyers argue Hines' rights are being violated because of the Tennessee Department of Corrections choice of contracted doctor. During a problem-free execution, the doctor is there to call time of death. But if the medical staff can't place traditional IVs in the arms, the doctor is tasked with placing a central line in a deeper vein. A doctor tried and failed to do that during Tony Carruthers' failed execution in May, and all signs point to T-Doc using the same doctor. Unless the courts intervene, the state will begin Hines' execution at 10 a.m. Thursday. CoreCivic's profits from ICE contracts have risen 50% year over year. The Brentwood-based company runs for-profit prisons. Under the Trump administration, the firm is converting its idle facilities into detention centers. On a recent earnings call, CEO Patrick Swindle said ICE activity dipped earlier this year because of DHS leadership changes, funding uncertainty, and the use of ICE agents in airports as TSA. But Swindle says that's changing.
There has been an increase in enforcement activity the last couple of months that we've seen reflected in increases in detention populations in our facilities and in the national statistics.
CoreCivic sold some of its facilities to the federal government to the tune of $2.2 billion while still operating them as detention centers for ICE. Swindle says the company's in talks to sell more if the number of people detained by ICE increases as projected. A new company in Nashville is trying to make scripted comedies that can find an audience on social media. Zach Slingsby is one of the founders of King Jester. He told our midday show This Is Nashville that the city's budding comedy scene is helping fuel their content.
It's not Austin for the comedy scene, which is blowing up, the mothership and all that, but it's a place where, first, all kinds of great comedians come through all the time, playing Zanies, Bridgestone. There are great, very popular podcasts here they come in to do. So a lot of the headliners that we work with, we know they'll be here in a few months. We plan to do a day of shooting with them while they're in town.
Slingsby moved with his family from the New York area during COVID. He and his partners also built a soundstage off Elm Hill Pike. Bungalow Studios opened earlier this year. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.